Where are we in the workshop? During the fantasy exercise, we contrasted the black and white reality of our current celebrations with the richly colored possibilities of our fantasies. But how do we get from here to there? This optional brainstorming exercise helps us bridge the gap. Depending on the needs of our group and the amount of time we have remaining, we may want to include this brainstorming exercise. In the four-session alternative, we are now at the beginning of our final session. We may or may not have time for a short brainstorming exercise, depending upon the ease with which our group can do the final planning exercise. We may brainstorm as one large group or break into smaller groups depending on the size of our group. We can think of a topic of discussion that seems especially appropriate to our group. Have each group choose its own topic or select a topic from this list. Possible topics for brainstorming. 1. What are some ways that holiday gift-giving can be simplified? 2. How can families and individuals combat holiday commercialism? 3. What can this church, community group, or school do to make Christmas more of a celebration of love? 4. What non-commercial gifts can we give our families this holiday season? 5. How can we reduce the holiday workload but still have a rich, enjoyable celebration? Once each group has chosen a topic, explain these rules. Each group should select one person to be a recorder. This person should write down without any hesitation each and every idea as soon as it is suggested. This person is not a judge or a critic, but a scribe. Next, each group has 10 minutes to think of as many solutions as possible. Quantity, not quality, is the goal. Can we come up with 20 solutions? 30? More? Next, people should not prejudge their own responses. Ideas that at first seem silly or irrelevant may turn out to be the most creative. Next, people should not comment on other people's suggestions either positively or negatively. At the end of the 10-minute brain dump, it is time to do some sorting. Have each group cross out obvious duplications, bracket similar ideas, and underline suggestions that the group finds particularly appealing. The recorder can then report these findings back to the larger group. This exercise is fun and lively. It is a valuable way to get people out of a narrow mindset and see the whole range of possible solutions. So much of what we do during the holiday season is done out of habit or obligation. It also gives people a chance to share individual solutions. Pause the CD until all are ready to resume.